Very cool. Here we go. Part two, come down 3, 2, 1. 88.9 WLRY, this is Talk of the Town. I'm Mike O'Reilly, and again joining us our special guest, Rebecca Fannin, a book, Silicon Dragon, How China is Winning the Tech Race. And you are from Lancaster originally, is that correct?
Yes, grew up in Lancaster.
So from Lancaster to China, and we just, hopefully people caught the first segment because we kind of explained how that all came to be. The title of the book's intriguing, Silicon Dragon, of course, talking Silicon Valley. Explain the parallel there with Silicon Valley and China.
Right, right. So that's the reason I came up with the name of the book, Silicon Dragon, because I was seeing the parallels between Silicon Valley and what was happening in China in the tech world. I was in California in Silicon Valley during the whole dot-com boom, and I was working for Red Herring magazine as their international news editor. So I had a front row seat on the whole dot-com boom. All the startups that were happening on the web, and I also saw the downside of it as well. I saw the boom and the bust.
I was going to say a lot of those dot-coms are no longer there.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Webvan and Pets.com and all those places crashed and burned. But when I went to China and I saw some of the new kinds of technology startups that were happening, it was very similar to what I had seen in the Valley 10 years earlier. And people that I interviewed who were real experts in this, who had actually funded many of the startups in Silicon Valley that later became Cisco and Intel and Apple Computer and Google, they were now starting to fund these same kinds of companies, but over in China. So this light bulb went off. Okay, yeah, this may have the beginnings of a book idea here.
Yeah, so a lot of the major players in Silicon Valley were just taking that venture to China.
Exactly.
Yeah, very interesting. And I take it China embraced that.
Well, certainly these entrepreneurs who got the funding did. I think the government has been a little bit more iffy about it because,
yeah,
there's this whole regulatory structure surrounding all this venture capital money that's coming into China. Uh-huh. And Chinese government wants to make sure that they get their share of it as well.
Right.
So there's been some regulatory changes about that. But overall, the Chinese government is really trying to encourage technology innovation as a cornerstone of economic growth.
But they just kind of want to make sure they keep it under control.
Yeah, they right? want to make sure they get their piece of it, too.
Interesting, interesting. Again, the book Silicon Dragon, How China is Winning the Tech Race, it's available at bookstores nationwide in January and also on Amazon.com right now, right?
You can pick That's it up right.
There. Our special guest is the author, Rebecca Fannin. And let's talk about the Second Industrial Revolution. That kind of intrigued me. I was reading through some of the notes here, and you say that this is kind of China's Second Industrial Revolution. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a couple of aspects to that. The Chinese are known as copycats. They have a reputation as being copycats, but actually the Chinese have a real knack for inventing things. It's historical. That the Chinese were the inventors of paper, of gunpowder, the calculus, the compass, and silk. So there's this long historical tradition within the Chinese culture of innovation. I think that's sort of gotten lost over the years, particularly with the communist takeover and the Cultural Revolution. And now we're just beginning to see this budding again of innovations coming from China. So I talk about that as being a second revolution, but it's also, there's a second meaning to it as well, is that we've gone from the manufacturing economy, more now to a technology-rooted, innovation-rooted economy. So we're talking about this industrial revolution that's happening there.
And it seems like they have a real entrepreneurial spirit like they do here in the States.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very the people I've met, the Chinese entrepreneurs I've met, are very switched on, very passionate about what they do, very, you know, there's a very capitalistic kind of system that's in place.
Now, the book is really a series of stories.
Right.
About these entrepreneurs in China.
Right.
Go ahead and tell us the Reader Digest condensed version of one of these stories about an entrepreneur in China.
Okay. Well, it's hard to pick one because I have more than a dozen profiles of these Chinese entrepreneurs in there. Everyone from the Steve Jobs of China to the Bill Gates of China to the Jeff Bezos of China. But there is one company that's very newsy. It's called Alibaba. They just went public on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, and they raised $1.5 billion. It's the biggest internet IPO since Google.
Wow.
And here it is out of China.
Yeah.
The fellow who is the CEO and founder of this is a former English school teacher who used to ride his bike to this hotel in his hometown of Hangzhou, and he would practice English with these foreign tourists. That's how he learned English. He was a social outcast in China because his family was from a bourgeois background. So during the Cultural Revolution, that was a real no-no, mm-hmm. to have any kind of family background with power or money associated with it. So he had to overcome that, and I think it made him a very independent-minded person. He doesn't listen to what other people tell him that he can't do, or so he's really struck out on his own, and you know, really created this company that he started in 1999. So this is all of the companies I talk about are fairly new startups. His startup is 1999, and it was e-commerce for businesses to sell online to one another within China and overseas as well. And the company had some troubles in the beginning. In fact, it almost went bankrupt. It almost ran out of money. But through a very painful restructuring and turnaround process, they were able to make $1 profit in 2002. And from there, they've been doubling and tripling their revenues every year. And just this past November was when they went public and cashed in with $1.5 billion. So this fellow now is a multimillionaire.
Unbelievable. And a startup company, as you said, 1999, so relatively very short period of time.
Very short period of time.
Yeah. Are there a lot more opportunities of this variety in China that you see that you see happening?
They're quickly becoming fewer and fewer,
yeah.
Because there are so many startups that have gone after these new market segments. In China, there's this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create a market for just about everything. For instance, there's a company that I have in my book called China Cars. It is like the AAA of China. It's like, and they even have what they call the CCC, China Cars Club, like we have American Automobile Association.
Yeah.
So they've created this whole market segment. And there's this other company that has the Facebook and the MySpace and mm-hmm. and the YouTube and the Craigslist of China all in one company.
Wow. Kind of all the community networking stuff all bundled into one company.
That's it, exactly.
Wow, that's amazing. Again, and the book that we're talking about is available in January at bookstores everywhere. McGraw-Hill published the book, so that's going to make it available in bookstores everywhere.
Absolutely, internationally.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we've already sold the translation rights in China, so we'll have a Chinese edition, too.
Do you expect China to have some interest and embrace this book?
I hope so.
Yeah. Like to see that, huh?
Absolutely.
I think so. Again, Rebecca Fannin, the author, Silicon Dragon, How China is Winning the Tech Race. Well, future plans for you. Has this spurred any thoughts of maybe another book of some type?
Yeah, I have to say a book is a labor of love, but I'm already thinking of several other book ideas. And one idea would be to follow these companies as they evolve, because so many of them have already gone through many chapters in their evolution. So I think it might be interesting to follow them. Another idea I have is to follow also what's happening in India, because I'm starting to see what's happening in India is a follow from what had happened in China. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about that as well. Those are a couple ideas.
Well, very good. Well, certainly thanks for stopping by here.
No, appreciate thank it. You for the opportunity.
And the book available nationwide in January, and also available on Amazon.com. It's called Silicon Dragon, How China is Winning the Tech Race by Rebecca A. Fan, and our special guest today on Talk of the Town. 88.9 WLRY, stick around. News is coming up next. That will be followed by Turning Point and Focus on the Family.